Sanderton and Other Stories by Jane Austen and read by Avita J for Saga Egmont. Sanderton. Chapter 1. A gentleman and a lady travelling from Tunbridge towards that part of the Sussex coast which lies between Hastings and Eastbourne, being induced by business to quit the high road and attempt a very rough lane, were overturned in toiling up its long ascent, half rock, half sand. The accident happened just beyond the only gentleman's house near the lane, a house which their driver, on being first required to take that direction, had conceived to be necessarily their object, and had, with most unwilling looks, been constrained to pass by. He had grumbled and shaken his shoulders and pitied and cut his horses so sharply that he might have been open to the suspicion of overturning them on purpose, especially as the carriage was not his master's own, if the road had not indisputably become worse than before, as soon as the premises of the said house were left behind, expressing with a most portentous countenance that, beyond it, no wheels but cartwheels could safely proceed. The severity of the fall was broken by their slow pace and the narrowness of the lane, and the gentleman having scrambled out and helped out his companion, they, neither of them at first, felt more than shaken and bruised. But the gentleman had, in the course of the extrication, sprained his foot, and soon, becoming sensible of it, was obliged in a few moments to cut short both his remonstrances to the driver and his congratulations to his wife and himself, and sit down on the bank, unable to stand.
"There is something wrong here," said he, putting his hand to his ankle. "But never mind, my dear,"
looking up at her with a smile.
"It could not have happened, you know, in a better place. Good out of evil. The very thing, perhaps, to be wished for. We shall soon get relief. There, I fancy, lies my cure."
Pointing to the neat-looking end of a cottage, which was seen romantically situated among wood on a high eminence at some little distance.
"Does not that promise to be the very place?"
His wife fervently hoped it was, but stood terrified and anxious, neither able to do or suggest anything, and receiving her first real comfort from the sight of several persons now coming to their assistance. The accident had been discerned from a hayfield adjoining the house they had passed, and the persons who approached were a well-looking, hale, gentleman-like man of middle age, the proprietor of the place, who happened to be among his haymakers at the time, and three or four of the ablest of them summoned to attend their master, to say nothing of all the rest of the field, men, women, and children, not very far off. Mr. Haywood, such was the name of the said proprietor, advanced with a very civil salutation, much concern for the accident, some surprise at anybody's attempting that road in a carriage, and ready offers of assistance. His courtesies were received with good breeding and gratitude, and while one or two of the men lent their help to the driver in getting the carriage upright again, the traveller said,
"You are extremely obliging, sir. And I take you at your word. The injury to my leg is, I dare say, very trifling. But it is always best in these cases, you know, to have a surgeon's opinion without loss of time, and as the road does not seem in a favourable state for my getting up to his house myself, I will thank you to send off one of these good people for the surgeon."
"The surgeon, sir!"
exclaimed Mr. Haywood.
"I am afraid you will find no surgeon at hand here, but I dare say we shall do very well without him."
"Nay, sir, if he is not in the way, his partner will do just as well, or rather better. I would rather see his partner. Indeed, I would prefer the attendance of his partner. One of these good people can be with him in 3 minutes, I am sure. I need not ask whether I see the house,"
looking towards the cottage,
"for excepting your own, we have passed none in this place which can be the abode of a gentleman."
Mr. Haywood looked very much astonished and replied,
"What, sir? Are you expecting to find a surgeon in that cottage? We have neither surgeon nor partner in the parish, I assure you."
"Excuse me, sir,"